This is Tristan Beeman of the Wine Exchange in Santa Ana. You're listening to a spectacular vintage year in food news, the SoCal Restaurant Show. Cheers.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Ducks Hockey and Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, happy to be captaining the ship this morning in the role of executive producer and co-host. Do keep up with us on social media. As a matter of fact, if you go to our Instagram feed right now, you will see some provocative food imagery of some of the very creative dishes that Chef Melissa Ortiz is doing right now at Rose Park Roasters in Long Beach. Dinner is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Brunch is on weekends, very exclusive. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And just a little program note, you're going to be wanting to listen at 11:45 a.m. This morning as we reveal the details of this wonderful contest we have with West Coast Prime Meats, where the lucky winner is going to be the recipient of this incredible steak package of USDA Prime Steaks. Six steaks delivered to your home. Pretty wonderful. I wish I was eligible. I always try to keep my ear to the ground to hear what young, passionate chefs are doing in unexpected places and unexpected ways. And I was really delighted when my colleague, Anne-Marie Panarangan, who is the food columnist for the Voice of OC, texted me with some photos while she was having brunch at Rose Park Roasters with Chef Melissa Ortiz a few weeks ago, and was saying, hey, you know, you really got to see what's going on here. And I heard a little bit of the backstory and couldn't wait to get down there for dinner and did, and was suitably impressed and definitely wanted to get Chef Melissa on the show. And with that as background, it is a pleasure to welcome Chef Melissa Ortiz to the SoCal Restaurant Show for the first time. Chef Melissa, good morning, and thank you for taking a few moments away from brunch to be with us.
No problem. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Melissa, I would be a lot better if I was with you for brunch, but that will happen soon enough. I'm glad I was able to experience dinner because it's something very special. You offer something very personal to your guests. You're right there. Your staff is very welcoming, and you're doing something special, you know, very, very personable, and I think what people enjoy discovering. Melissa, let's go into your background a little bit, because you are a service veteran who then used the GI Bill, as you rightly should, to go to culinary school, then was in some pretty incredible restaurants training, and then your most recent port of call before you got back to Long Beach, which we'll talk about in a minute, was a pretty exotic location, and all of us, Chef Melissa, are glad that you got out when you did, and very early, but we'll talk about that. So tell us a little bit, Chef Melissa, about the transition from the service to deciding to go to culinary school and wanting to pursue a vocation as a chef.
So the transition from the military was a little bit challenging. I didn't really know what I wanted to do when I got out of the military. And, you know, I got off a deployment. I was in Africa for about a year. And a lot of my friends said, hey, why don't you just go to culinary school? And I immediately said, no way, I'm not cooking for a living. I just like to cook for fun.
Right.
And so they're like, well, why don't you use the GI Bill? Try it out. You might love it. And sure enough, I did. The setup in culinary school was very much structured like the military, so I gravitated towards that. And my chef instructor said, we need a stage. And I said, what's a stage? And they said, basically work for free and learn the kitchen ropes. And so I went online and I found a French restaurant. I was like, I'm trying to learn from the best. And not knowing what the best was, it was a two Michelin star restaurant, Maurice. And I was immediately excited. I was like, this is exactly like the military, the discipline, the structure, the accountability. And that's where it all started from.
And we should let our listeners know, Chef Josiah Citrin, who is the executive chef proprietor that Melissa is talking about, is a very accomplished and talented chef. But as Chef Melissa was intimating, he runs a tight ship. Is that a fair assessment, Melissa?
Very fair. Yeah, very, very fair. But I didn't even know what rosemary was when I went into the kitchen. I was just doing, the grunt work of, stagiaire. And whatever they needed, I was just running around the kitchen. Go grab this. Go grab that. Go cut these onions. Kill the skin off the grapes, I remember at one point. Just all the tedious things that actually, in a way, ignited this fire of wanting to be one of the best chefs later on down the road.
Well,
that was the goal.
Yeah, Chef Melissa, I think good training. Now, you were also at the Little Sparrow in Santa Ana for a while. Who was the executive chef that you trained under there?
When I was there, it was Chef Eric Semeniego.
Got it. Again, a very, very talented chef, who has gone on to bigger and better things. And unfortunately, Little Sparrow is no longer with us. But that had nothing to do with the culinary talent that was in the kitchen. And I will definitely leave it there. Now, another, because you have a particular interest in seafood, which we'll get into a little later as we're chatting with you, you also found your way to Connie and Ted's in West Hollywood, which in terms of a moderately priced seafood restaurant, which is a rare breed in Southern California because seafood is expensive. Connie and Ted's is really doing a great job. And again, for a seafood specialty restaurant, it's a little bit more accessible than some other seafood restaurants that are out there that tend to be much higher end. And in terms of the check average, they're expensive. So tell us a little bit about your experience at Connie and Ted's, because there's also a wonderful chef there.
So Connie and Ted's is probably, even now to this day, one of my favorite restaurants in Los Angeles. I think the way that they do hospitality and approach it is probably some of the best in all of Los Angeles. And the kitchen itself, everything is made in-house, down to the crackers for the clam chowder. And so to be able to make everything from scratch and be consistent and just execute it as perfect as they do, I think that's very hard to do. And I have so much respect for Connie and Ted's. I think that, going to different restaurants, you grab and gravitate towards little things that they each do. And I think what they do there is so good for most line cooks to even grow the cooking techniques. Accountability, and just the passion that they have. The executive chef there, he just cares so much. And it's very hard to find that in chefs who really take the time to kind of mentor their line cooks all the way up to their sous chefs. We spent countless hours in the office on like a Tuesday, which was my Friday, and we would just talk about oysters and different regions and fish and sustainability. And for me, that just even more so made me want to just focus on sustainability and consistency.
Sure. Well, Melissa, we might say that was grad school for you. And just to remind our audience, because the team from Connie and Ted's has been on the show over the years, they're people we have great respect for, too. Most of the team there, particularly the executive chef and also the general manager, these are very well-seasoned hospitality folks that came from Providence, which is probably our finest seafood restaurant in Southern California, and very, very highly rated, and also a Michelin-starred restaurant. So you can't really do better than that. Melissa, before we go out to break and come back and specifically talking about what you're doing at Rose Park Roasters, where was your last port of call before you returned to the United States. It is a country and a city that has been very much in the news this year. And I'll let you explain that. And you also need to let us know, or let our audience know, what you were doing there. Because, Chef Melissa, I must say you do have a sense of adventure.
Yes. The last place that I was at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan, and I was one of the chefs over there. I had about 57 cooks under me. I was the only female in the kitchen. All of my staff were from Afghanistan, India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, and there's a few from the Philippines as well.
Chef Melissa, talk about a broadening experience. you must have some stories to tell, which we will save for another time. Do let our listeners know, Melissa, when were you able to get back into the United States this year? Because that's important. You got out fairly early, which is key.
Yes. Yeah, so about May is when I resigned to come home. I was there for about 16 months, and, you know, things were getting a little weird around there. And,
yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
and I was like, you know, I think it's time to come home and stay home. That's exactly what I did. I said, thank you for the opportunity, but I think it's time. I think it's time to go back to a little bit of normalcy. I got the taste of the structure and the discipline that I was itching for. From a military standpoint and being around, State Department and, some military, it just, you always go back for that. I don't know. It's a weird thing. You just have that itch for, when you spend almost 8 years in the military, it's a good chunk of your life.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Chef Melissa, we're glad to have you back on Terra Firma and Safe and Sound and doing something very exciting at Rose Park Roasters, which we will get into momentarily. So just stand by. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're talking with Chef Melissa Ortiz, who is doing dinner and brunch in a very special situation at Rose Park Roasters, which we'll explain after the break, but you want to hear this. And we're proudly presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.